This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Well, at least somebody's finding work in this economy. Border collies. Tim Fitzsimmons reports from a green strip of grass that runs from the U.S. Capitol west toward the Lincoln Memorial.
It's a fresh spring morning on the National Mall. The air is full of fluttering elm tree petals. The calm water, the rolling green grass, the absence of predators. All this makes the National Mall an ideal habitat for a very special type of fowl.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. At least 15 right in front of me.
The Canada goose, a largely migratory waterfowl, is increasingly non-migratory. The National Mall has hundreds of what are known as resident geese. They don't go anywhere.
There's times of the year you walk over the Washington Monument grounds and, you know, there's not a place for you to put down a picnic blanket without feeling disgusting. So
that's Michael Stakowitz. He's responsible for keeping the grass green on the National Mall, sometimes called the nation's front yard. He says some of them produce up to 3 pounds of droppings per day. They poison ponds and could clog up the newly renovated reflecting pool. But he's got a plan, an old technique for moving animals, border collies.
They go in this crouch where they actually, and it is really amazing to watch these border collies like transform from a, you know, just a great dog into something that looks really predatory and wolf-like. And the geese recognize that.
The National Park Service plans to hire a team of border collies, plus their trainer, to harass the geese until they decide to pack up and leave. Turns out it's actually a fairly big business, and the company Geese Police is the biggest kid on the block.
So they're wet, so they were working.
Out in Northern Virginia, I met with Max and Bell, and Doug Marks, they're human. He's the owner of Geese Police DC, a national company, and this is one of its franchises.
Max is about 12.
Every day, he and his pups drive around the D.C. area making stops at clients. And here's the border collie's trade secret.
The border collie uses a wolf-like glance that they call the eye, and they use that to intimidate the stock into flight or movement. And basically, it unnerves the geese. They think it's a predator.
After a few visits per day, sometimes just the sight of his white pickup truck sends the geese flying. The Park Service won't say how much it's planning to spend on the dog program, but it has put the money aside for this fiscal year. So if all goes according to plan, the nation's front yard will be hearing more and less. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
No geese were harmed during the making of this story, though a goose did nip the reporter. My God, man, you could have been killed.